of Hisham bin Abu al-As radiallahu ta'ala let out a groan. And my cousin beckoned to me that look to his need. Leave me alone. First give him water to drink. So he said, I went to Hisham bin Abu al-As radiallahu ta'ala, who was also in the throes of death. He had also fallen on the battlefield. When I presented the water to him, he heard in turn a groan from a third person. And he gestured that you go and offer the water to that third person. When he got to the third person, when he arrived there, that person had left the world, he was martyred. So he says, quickly I hastened to Hisham bin Abu al-As radiallahu ta'ala, and I found that he too had left the world. When I went to my cousin, I found that he too had been martyred, he also had left the world. Look at the sacrifice. These three people are in the throes of death, yet they are giving preference to others over their own needs, because they realize the value of this virtue in the Akhirat, that how greatly Allah will reward them in the Akhirat. So these were martyrs, and they wanted to give their lives for the sake of deen. Knowing the virtue of martyrdom in Islam, they were prepared to sacrifice their lives, their wealth, everything for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read in the hadith that one person once arrived on the battlefield, and he was first wondering whether to take part in the battle, fight alongside the Muslims or not, when he heard the announcement of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ ظِلَالِ الصُّيُوفِ, that Jannat lies beneath the shadow of the swords. In others, go into the thick of battle, fight the enemy, sacrifice your lives, and Allah will grant you Jannat. When he heard this announcement, he was busy eating some dates. He did not even have time to finish the dates. He put the dates aside and he went into the thick of battle and he fought until he gained martyrdom. On another occasion, a person was not a Muslim. He knew that a certain relative of his had accepted Islam. He came out in search of him, and when inquired about him, he found out that he was fighting alongside Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the battlefield, and he heard some of the virtues of Iman, of martyrdom. When he heard these virtues, Allah Ta'ala inspired him. He recited the Kalima and he went into the thick of battle, and he too was martyred. When Rasulullah Kareem Sam came to know of this, Nabi Sa'azam said, Umila qalilan wa ujira kathiran, that he did very little, very few good deeds in this world. He merely recited the Kalima and took part in the battle. There was no time for salah. He did not perform a single salah and he became martyred. So inshallah, his virtues, his rewards are immense and phenomenal in the Akhirat. So these people valued and treasured and knew, appreciated good deeds as far as Islam is concerned, what great virtues they hold for them in the Akhirat. Today, unfortunately, the amount of value that we attached to mundane things of the world, to material things, we do not have that level of Iman and that level of Yaqeen to attach the same or even greater value to virtues of the Akhirat, to doing righteous deeds. If we can realize and develop that Yaqeen, conviction, our level of Iman can be raised a few notches, then inshallah we will realize the temporary nature of this world and the value of the Akhirat. If we raise the level of our Iman, we walk and climb the rung of the ladder in order to increase our Iman, our conviction, then we will value, treasure the virtues that are deposited for us in the Akhirat and that hold great rewards for us in the Akhirat. It is the month of Ramadan. We have heard the hadith in the Ta'lim, virtues of fasting, virtues of doing good deeds in the month of Ramadan. But how many of us accept that with total conviction? In our worldly life, if today someone were to announce, for example, that someone has invented a machine, that if you feed a 100 rand note from one side of the machine, you will get 70 times more on the other side of the machine. In other words, 70 hundred, which means 7,000 rams will be spewed out from the other end of the machine. People will queue up. They will jostle with one another in order to feed their notes in that machine, knowing that 100 rand note will yield me 70 such notes. 70 hundred, 7,000 rands. People will queue up and jostle, push one another in order to get the opportunity to feed that note into the machine. That is how much value we attach to worldly things. But yet the hadith of Rasulullah Kareem Sa'azim tells us, as far as this month is concerned, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخَصْلَةٍ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سِوَى وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيهِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى 70 فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سِوَى أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى وَسَلَّمَ. That in this auspicious blessed month of Ramadan, a person that does an optional act, a nafal act, let us say he performed 2 rakats of tahajjud, he gets the reward of performing a farz act. He gets the reward of rewards 70 times more of performing 70 farz namazes. Yet even in this blessed month, so many of us are neglectful of our salah. If we don't leave the salah out completely, we are mindless about performing the salah with jamaat in the masjid. Not looking for the virtue of performing salah with jamaat in the masjid, we forego this great virtue. Today if someone, a businessman, prosperous businessman, has to go on a holiday, and he tells us, some ulama gave this example, a beautiful example also, and they are looking for a locum, and you are prepared to do a locum for that person for 1 month. And let us say he offers you a lucrative, mind-boggling salary. He tells you, for every minute, I will pay you 70 rands. So imagine, what a lucrative salary. You will be so pleased with that salary, that if he tells you to work for 24 hours also, you will be prepared to work in that store for 24 hours. If you need to attend to your needs, call of nature or other needs, you will place a representative to run that store until you return, knowing that you will be receiving 70 rands for every minute. And you will be so obsessed with running that store for that full month in order to earn the last sum of money, that if someone is to tell you that there is a lavish function taking place somewhere, you are invited, there is a bride taking place, you are invited, you will not be prepared to go. Because knowing that you will be losing the 70 rands per minute. If your children, your family tell you, let's go for a drive, you will tell them next month, not this month. This month I am too busy. You do not even know the name of entertainment in this month. Because you are so obsessed earning the 70 rands per minute. This is how much value we attach to material things. Yeah, Nabi Karim Sa'azam is telling us that one farz equates to 70 farz. Yet we do not have that conviction and that iman to accumulate deposit for the akhirat. And this deposit is such which is guaranteed with returns in the akhirat. Great returns, mind-boggling returns. That 70 rands per minute is nothing. It is zilch compared to the rewards of the akhirat. That will be everlasting. That 70 rands a minute you will earn in this world, maybe you don't live to enjoy it also. Your death takes place. You cannot enjoy it. And if you do live also, the tax man wants to take a huge sum from that money away from you. And you have to protect it from thieves, from criminals. The virtue, the good deeds that you do and deposit for the akhirat, you don't need to protect it from any criminal. It is guaranteed for you in the akhirat. Rewards are deposited for you in the akhirat. Yet we do not have that conviction, that level of iman, to value our deen as much as we tend to value our dunya and the mundane material things of this dunya. So it is important for us to develop that yaqeen and that level of iman. This is that month, the month of Ramadan, in which Allah Ta'ala is virtually offering us on a plate all the everlasting virtues of the Akhirat that will accrue for us by virtue of this month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala is appealing to us that if you are a farmer, leave your farming, come to my door, come to my court, come to the house of Allah. If you are a businessman, leave your business at least for 1 month. Sacrifice your business, come into the court of Allah, come to the house of Allah. People making i'tikaf are most fortunate. They have said labbaik to this call of Allah. They have separated themselves from the needs of the world, from the engrossments of the world. Allah has made that appeal, come into the house of Allah. We should make shukr, those of us who are blessed to make i'tikaf, that at least for these 10 days, and some are more fortunate for the entire month, they have said labbaik to the call of Allah, that we have left our farming to come to your court, O Allah. We have left our shops to come to your court. If he's a tradesman, we have left our mending, our tailoring work, O Allah, to come to your door. We have come into this masjid, the court of Allah, the house of Allah, where there is ibadah 24/7, all the time. There is tasbih, there is tilawat, there is salah, there is dua, there is dhikr, there is ta'aleem, all works of deen taking place. What a wonderful opportunity. Those of us who are not blessed to perhaps spend 10 days in i'tikaf, whatever time we can avail ourselves, enough al i'tikaf. At least for the odd nights. Today is the odd night. We do not know, it could be Laylatul Qadr. The people in i'tikaf for 10 days are most fortunate that even their sleeping is counted as ibadat. So even while sleeping, it does not mean that we should sleep throughout the night. But that little sleep also is counted as ibadat, as if we have spent that Laylatul Qadr in ibadat. So inshallah, those of us who could not avail ourselves for the sunnat i'tikaf, at least nafal i'tikaf, as much as possible, let us divorce ourselves from the worldly engrossments, come into the house of Allah, where Allah Ta'ala is prepared to forgive all our sins. Allah is prepared to accept our du'as, where we can turn to Allah Ta'ala, remember Him, make tilawat of the Qur'an, engage in du'a. Then inshallah, we'll see the fruits of this in the Akhirat, and will not regret when you look back towards the life of this world. Allah give us all tawfiq. A request was made that at least every night some mas'ala pertaining to roza should be mentioned. So inshallah, we will mention some mas'ala or the other every night as well, inshallah. Tonight's mas'ala with regard to niyah, with regard to intention. It is essential and obligatory to make a fast for each roza that we keep. And that niyat, intention, can be made before we go to sleep. But of course we need to get up for sahri. So preferable after partaking of sahri to make that intention. We see the niyat or the dua written on most of the posters on which the timetable of Ramadan. We find the dua, Allahumma asumu laka ghadan laka. You don't have to read the dua verbally. If you read it verbally, alhamdulillah, even better. But the actual niyat, intention, is that of the heart. The definition of intention is aqdul qalb ala al-fi'l. That to make a firm resolve in the heart to do a certain action. So the very fact that you are waking up for sahri to prepare for the roza, that itself is also the niyat, intention. That is sufficient. But if you make a separate niyat also in the heart, or even verbally, that is even better, nurun ala nur, that will be even more virtuous. But it is essential to make an intention to keep the roza. That's why if a person with a blank mind, with no intention whatsoever, he remains hungry from dawn to dusk, that roza will not be counted, because he did not make the intention. If a person forgets to make the intention, let's say, perchance he overslept sahri time, Allah has made it very easy for us, up to nisfun nahar, our sahri ends at about 5:30, and we break roza at 5:30, so exactly 12 hours. Half of that is 6 hours. So if you come from 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:00. Up to 11:30 a.m. you can still make the niyat. If a person happened to oversleep, for some reason he forgot to make the intention, up to 11:30, you can still make the intention, and that roza will be counted, it will be accepted. And as I mentioned, you have to make a separate niyat for every day's roza. A person cannot take a shortcut and say at the beginning of the month that I'm keeping 30 rozas for the sake of Allah. That will not be counted. You have to make a separate intention for each day. Like a person went for Hajj, we spoke about pelting of the jamarat, he took a 7-up can, he put 7 pebbles in there, and he threw the can. So that is not counted as 7 pebbles. That is counted as only 1 pebble. So you can't take a shortcut. Yeah, as well, you can't make niyat for 30 days rozas at the beginning of the month of Ramadan. In Taraweeh it is permissible. At the beginning of your 20 rakats, you can make niyat and make in 20 rakats of Taraweeh. That is permissible because it is at the same time Taraweeh taking place while you are present. And this is every day's roza separate. That is why Taraweeh too, you can not make in niyat that I am making 30 days Taraweeh for the sake of Allah. Each night's Taraweeh niyat will be separate. So similarly, each day's roza niyat will also be separate. We are also living in this jet age, age of aviation, swift travel. So many masail do tend to crop up. Today someone sent a question to me also, that he wants to travel overseas on the 29th evening, that is fasting the 29th roza in South Africa. I think the 29th roza will be on a Tuesday. If the moon is sighted that evening, so Wednesday will be Eid. So nevertheless, the question he posed, but it is better to keep the roza if he has the strength to do so, and this man wants to keep the roza. So he wanted to know that if he reaches his overseas destination, and there if the moon is not sighted, and it is the 30th roza, then he will be in mid-flight when Sayri time takes place. Should he make the intention for roza, or should he not make the intention? Because there is a possibility when he reaches his destination, they are celebrating Eid there. On Eid day, it is haram to keep roza. You cannot fast. So should he make the intention, or should he not make the intention? So I said to him that when Sayri time takes place in mid-flight, when Sayri time expires, do not eat anything. Remain hungry, do not eat and do not drink, do not make your intention for roza either. When you reach your destination in the early part of the morning, it will still be well before 11 a.m., well before 10 a.m. Then when you reach the destination, find out from the local people. If the moon was not sighted, it is the 30th roza, you are allowed to still make intention up to 11 a.m., so you make intention for your roza. And you see people are celebrating Eid, then you also feast with them, you also celebrate Eid, you don't have to keep the roza. So that was a solution for him. And being the age of aviation, many people are gone for Umrah. People went before Ramadan or from the first roza. They kept there. We know Saudi is one day ahead of us. Many people will be returning before the end of the month of Ramadan. So if they return on the Tuesday when we will have the 29th roza, they will have fasted only 28. You cannot keep less than 29 rozas. In the Islamic lunar calendar, you have either 29 days or 30 days. So if that man had fasted only 28 rozas, when he returns here, he will celebrate Eid with us, but after Eid he will have to keep one qaza roza. Because he will be only 28, to make up 29, he will be required to keep one qaza roza. So inshallah, nightly, we'll also discuss one masala pertaining to our rozas, our taraweeh, etc. Allah inshallah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على سيدنا محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وارحم سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وترحم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحننت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما سلمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وارحم سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت وترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوصيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وازهي عنا ما هو أهله وازهي أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما بارك على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيتك كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيتك كما بارك على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما جعلتها على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما بارك على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله تحيات الله وصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زاكيات الله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله تحيات الله صلوات الله زاكية لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله. شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركة الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
In the class, Musalla, as I mentioned about people going for Umrah, I said it the wrong way around. It should have been this way. But I basically meant people that have gone for Umrah during Ramadan. And we going from here one day behind. So they could end up with 28 rozas there in Makkah or Medina. So they will be required to keep on qaza after Eid. People coming from there won't be behind. In fact, maybe they have to keep even 30 rozas instead of 29. So that's just a correction. People that went during Ramadan from here, we being one day behind Saudi, if they want to spend Eid there also, they might end up with 28 rozas. And you can't keep 28 rozas. So they will be required to keep one qada after Eid. Allah give tawfiq. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Salatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursalin. Allahumma ya hannan ya mannan ya mudi'a as-samawati wal ard wa ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Rabbana ghalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar wa qina adhabal qabri wa qina adhabal hashri wa qina adhabal faqri wa qina adhabal dayn. وحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا حلالا طيبا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم أجنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.